Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Bob Haig at Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for taking a little bit of time just to talk about the Ridgeland Rescue and the work that DCHS is going to undertake here. I guess my first question is this is a lot of dogs. Has Dane County Humane Society ever participated in something of this scale and scope before?
There was a time, not in the too distant future, where we did have a large group that came in through as part of a cruelty case, and that was about 400 animals. So that was a pretty big case for us then, but we are used to helping in partnership with other groups. So we've been on the ground in other states, even helping dogs in situations. So it's not completely new to us. It's just, I think, probably the first time we've seen something of this scale so close right here in Dane County.
Tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening in the days and weeks ahead to help facilitate this.
Yeah, so our team has been prepping for the last couple days, knowing this was coming through, and we are just really getting ready to stage 500 dogs to come through our facility in about 1 week's time. So we are going to be having a huge group of trained staff who are going to be there, both from our organization and some of our partners. We're working with Beagle Freedom Project, who is well known and dealing with beagles coming out of situations, the Wisconsin Puppy Mill Project, who is used to dogs coming out of facilities. And then we're working with partners from Wisconsin Federated Humane Societies. So these are shelters and rescues from throughout Wisconsin that are going to join us as well. So we're kind of serving as the staging facility. The dogs are going to come straight from Ridgeland Farms to Dane County Humane. And our team of veterinarians will do all those initial exams and initial veterinary work like microchips, vaccines, and that sort of thing. And some of those dogs will then move on to adoption through those other groups, and then some will be staying with us for adoption here right at the Humane Society.
And for people who may be considering an adoption, what's the most important thing that they should know about the beagles from Ridgeland?
So these dogs have never been in a home environment, so everything is going to be brand new to them if they are adopted. So time is going to be something you have to give these dogs, patience. Everything is going to be brand new. So giving them the time to learn routines, learn all about being a dog, is going to be important. And every dog's going to be on their own timeline. It might take weeks, months, or even years for them to really adjust. But it's a journey that will be well worth it for those dogs.
Absolutely. Amy, I've got plenty to go with here. Anything else relevant to this that I haven't asked you about that really bears mentioning at this point?
Yeah, so I think for all the groups that are taking these dogs, one of the most important things that people can help us with right now is helping with resources and adopting the animals that are already in our care. So many groups that are already full have stepped up to help. So if people can step up to adopt animals that are already in our care, that's going to be super helpful too. It's not just about the beagles.
Thank you for mentioning that. Amy, thanks again. I appreciate you taking the time. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks. You as well.
Bye now.